Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Grace Marie Turner is here, ladies and gentlemen. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 16, she's closer to 16 years than 15 as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of the Galen Institute. No one on the planet knows more about healthcare public policy than Grace Marie does. She's the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. She and I were talking about healthcare public policy solutions, market-based solutions, in 1998, long before anybody ever heard of Mr. Obama, let alone Obamacare. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Jim, such a pleasure to be with you. Always
good,
a pleasure.
Good to have you back, as always. Grace Marie, folks, you've heard me talk about the quality of people in our Brain Trust. I've told you before many times, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for you. Grace Marie, you're testifying before the House Ways and Means Committee later this week. What are you going to talk about?
The Ways and Means Committee has had more than a dozen hearings to really conduct oversight and investigation on this health law as it is being implemented. And Wednesday's hearing is about the impact and what we expect coming forward in the next few months. And my testimony, which I wrote yesterday, is really all about the impact on business and how we are seeing. The president keeps saying, you know, 85 to 90% of you have nothing to worry about. It doesn't affect you. That is absolutely not true. Not only does everybody on Medicare have to worry about the $716 billion in cuts,
right.
People on Medicaid have to worry about billions of new people on the program, making it even more difficult.
By the way, that Medicare money, didn't that come from our taxes?
Well, it comes from future cuts as well
that's money that we put in, right? Because it's not actuarially sound. I mean, it's money that's in there. I mean, they're taking money away from us, right? From people who are going
to taking money away from Medicare,
right?
To put it into
which
new
is
the
which is retirement.
Yes.
People who are retired, folks, that's who gets Medicare. In case you get confused about Medicare, Medicaid is for poor people.
Poor.
Go ahead, Grace Marie.
Right, and so, but the biggest part of my testimony is going to be the impact on business. And when the president says that if you have employer coverage, you have nothing to worry about, is absolutely this crazy because.
Yeah.
Big companies, small companies, but individually self-employed people, everybody is being affected by this
mm-hmm.
law because we're all being told that we have to have this expensive new coverage with, you know, every benefit anybody could possibly think of, plus a lot of torturous changes to the policies that are forcing them both be more expensive and forcing many companies to rethink whether they're going to be able to provide health insurance at all.
Well, the thing is, when you impose a bunch of mandates on a system without having the ability to control their opposite reactions, then that's where you run into this kind of a mess, isn't it? I mean, they don't own us. They can't tell a doctor to what to charge. They can tell them what, you know, they can opt out if they want. A doctor wants to opt out. A hospital can opt out. I don't have to, you know. If I'm an employer, I don't have to provide health insurance. There are things that we can do. They don't have to, an insurance company doesn't have to provide a product.
Well, except, I mean, that's really what happens when one law tries to take over one-sixth of our economy.
Right, right.
And basically, the Supreme Court's decision upheld what the law does with your and my income. It basically says the government is now saying how much of our income it believes that we can afford to pay for health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And it is saying, okay, we want you to pay 9.5% of your income on health insurance.
Hmm.
And
wow.
By the way, if you, and that doesn't count the deductibles and the co-payments and
that's
the co-insurance.
That's just for premiums?
Yes.
9.5% just for premiums? That's where'd that number come from?
That's in the law.
And, I have
and
not heard
if
that
you
before.
Don't, if you do not do that, this is then you will wind up paying a fine or a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Supreme Court said.
Right.
Well, if you don't want to do that, then you just pay a tax. I don't know how you can not consider that compulsory. The same is true for employers.
Well, they can afford
to opt out, but they pay a fine or a penalty.
That is compulsory, but my point is there are other options that people have, the businesses have, that are causing this thing to collapse, like an insurance company that cancels a bunch of policies. They can't stop companies from canceling policies. Hold on to that thought, Chris. We're going to take a quick break, folks. One of the things we're going to talk about when we come back is there was a new decision made about putting off the small business part of Obamacare. And Grace Marie's going to give us the report on that after these messages. And you ain't had
it. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.